Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to NXT with Najee. This is a part of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, aka The Whip Show. My name is Najee, and I'm your official host. This is the first episode. Welcome. Basically, what I would like to do and what I'd like to accomplish with this episode is to give you a run-through of every Tuesday's NXT live from the show. Like, right now, obviously, I'm not sitting there live, but I do attend NXT live every single week in Winter Park, Florida. So I know there's kind of like a lot of confusion as to like, whoa, how do you do that? How the heck do you get there every week? Like, you must spend money a lot on that. And believe it or not, it's actually a free show. It's free for everyone who attends every single week, all year long. It is a little bit of a process. I really want to make a video to show you the process. So I'm going to save that whole story for a different time, just because I want y'all to be able to kind of see and have a visual of like how it goes and get an understanding that maybe if you do come to visit Florida, you can plan something out to where you can come to an NXT show or something like that. Because trust me, there's nothing like it. Like, I have been to 2 WrestleManias, I've been to Royal Rumble, I've been to SmackDown. I'm really trying to go to this next Royal Rumble, hopefully. Fingers crossed on that, working on something special. I've been to a couple Monday Night Raws, SmackDowns. I'm not trying to brag or anything like that. I'm just trying to get y'all an insight as to my experience in attending live shows and just some of the crowds I've been around. Like, the WrestleManias that I've been to was The Rock versus Cena, and it was Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the unification of the titles. The SummerSlam that I went to was John Cena versus Roman Reigns in Vegas. God, the Royal Rumble that I went to, I think, was 2009 or 10, and I want to say Randy Orton won it. And the Money in the Bank was the Money in the Bank in Chicago that we all talk about, where CM Punk won the title off John Cena and walked out with it. And that's still, like, one of the coolest things that I can say that I've seen. And my first ever Monday Night Raw was Eddie Guerrero versus The Rock. It was the one and only time they ever went against each other. It was also when Jeff Hardy and my hometown boy, RVD, unified the European title and the Intercontinental title. So that's my experience with live shows. We're going to move on from that. I get lost in talking about that sometimes because I get all happy. Because those are just really cool moments in WWE history, and I got to be there for a lot of those. And that's just such a blessing. But with this podcast, it's even more of a blessing to even just be here in general and be able to talk about this. I really want to focus on just, like I said, giving you that feeling of how the crowd is when we're there live and telling you more things about the live interactions instead of it just being like a play-by-play. Yes, I'm going to give you the matches and the results and like some of the cool things that happen, but there might be times where I do skip promos. Like this episode, there were so many promos for New Year's Evil to where it's going to be hard for me to cover it in the amount of time that I want to cover it in. All right, so we're going to go into the matches for tonight. I'm going to list them off really quick, and then I'm just going to kind of talk about some things that may have changed with the matches as we get to them. So, first off, we got Trick Williams is set to face off against Dragunov for his NXT championship. He's going to cash in that Iron Survivor Challenge contract. Just like later on, we're supposed to have Blair Davenport take on Lyra in the same exact situation, but for the Women's Iron Survivor contract cash-in. Tiffany Stratton is going to go against Fallon Henley for the Servant versus Ranch Hand, or Farm Hand, whatever you want to call it, match. Obafemi is going to take on Riley Osborne for the Iron Survivor Challenge. For the men's breakout tournament final, Roxanne Perez is going to take on Ariana Grace after getting smacked in the face. LWO, with the help of Dragon Lee, is supposed to take on Drew Gulak's No Quarter Catch Club, but without Dempsey. Dempsey's not going to be there tonight. And then it's going to be an interview with Rich Holland with a lot of the controversy and stuff surrounding him injuring folk and all of that. All right. So the first match of the night was for the NXT Women's Championship with Lyra Valkyria and Blair Davenport. So the first 30 minutes of the show was actually commercial free. I didn't know that because I'm sitting in the crowd, right? Zero idea. But it was great. I loved it. It was probably one of my favorite matches of the night. It had the feeling of like a good PLE match, like kind of what Ed, what New Year's Eve was supposed to be. There was at one point in time where Davenport tried to knee strike Lyra, and Lyra ducked outside of the ring, and Blair's knee went right through the announce table. And ever since then, that's kind of what changed the pace of the match, and Lyra ended up getting the victory. So just as Lyra gets a victory, Lyra fought really, really, really hard to retain that title, and she's worn out. We hear Lola Vice's music. So Lola Vice comes out, and we're thinking she's about to cash in that breakout contract. And we're hyped, because the crowd, even though they make her as a heel, we love Lola. Like, we do. We love her. We let her know every single time she comes out that we love her, period. So we're waiting for that cash in. We're waiting for her to have the title because she's that bish. I say bish because we're trying to keep it PG. But she is her. I don't know if y'all pay attention to her background or whatsoever. Like, the day that her and Nikita Lyons face off, ooh, that's got to be a street fight or something. Some sort of crazy stipulation. But anyways, moving on. Lyra is getting ready to get cashed in on. And out comes Paxley from the crowd, I'm assuming, because this time we didn't see her get snuck out from backstage. We didn't see anything. She just kind of popped out of nowhere and comes out and attacks Lola. So then Elektra attacks Paxley, and then Lyra attacks Elektra. So I'm assuming we're going to have some sort of tag team match coming soon. But we're going to move on. Now we have the LWO, and surprise, surprise, unfortunately, Dragon Lee cannot make it due to some visa issues. So he is stuck in Mexico currently. But the loudest pop that I've heard since The Undertaker was at the Performance Center was for Carlito as he replaces Dragon Lee with the LWO versus the No Quarter Catch Crew. The No Quarter Catch Crew, we got Bourne, we have Kemp, and we have Gulak. I know I mentioned it earlier, but Dempsey is in Japan wrestling currently, so he cannot be there with his teammates. But best spot of this whole entire match that had the whole entire crowd believing that we could fly because we sang the song, which I'm sure they probably cut out of TV. Carlito and Cruz held the rope while Joaquin, like, springboarded off the rope and flew probably a good 30 feet in the air and landed on the No Quarter Catch Crew. But good Lord, I've never seen anything like that other than somebody jumping off the top of a ladder, maybe, or maybe like a rail at like a live show. It was insane. Insane. We flew out of our seats. But LWO wins by no disqualification. There are a lot of... I'm just kidding. Why did I say no disqualification? I had NQCC written in my notes, and my brain, for some reason, said no DQ. But y'all know what I mean. LWO wins. Please forgive me for that one. LWO wins. It was a great time. We also got an amazing Carlito spit in the face. Finally, Gulak deserved it. Like, seriously, he deserved it. All right, moving on. Roxanne Perez versus Ariana Grace. This is basically Roxanne bullying Ariana for most of this match. And it even goes to show it afterwards when Roxanne wins the match. And Roxanne snaps, loses her mind. Continues to beat up Ariana Grace to the point to where the referee changes his mind. Changes his mind completely. And next thing you know, Grace wins. Reverse decision. All right. Now we got the servant or farmhand match. Fallon versus Tiffany. These two women went hard. Let me tell you. Hard. Very, very hard. The whole entire crowd was so impressed by Tiffany. Just like we are every week, we're so impressed by Fallon. Every week, these two women put in that work. Fallon Henley walks away the winner, and that means that we're going to get Tiffany as her ranch hand, which should be absolute gold TV, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be hilarious, and I cannot wait. But those two women brought the house down, for sure. We got the men's breakout tournament final. Oba Femi, my guy, Riley Osborne. Riley Osborne did his thing too, came out crazy, crazy hard, athletic, showed off all them high-flying abilities, all that talent that he has, an Oba crowd favorite. I'm not sure if you really understood how loud that crowd was there for Oba. Chase, you was trying, and we drowned them out. We let Chase, you have it the whole entire match and sucked the life out of Riley Osborne. So shout out to the crowd, for real. So Oba Femi is your new breakout tournament champion, and he now has the contract to cash in for the NXT men's title, and I cannot wait. I really, really hope that he gets to the main roster soon, because all I can see is him and Omos being an absolute dominant force. Like, it's game over when they either go against each other or tag team together. It's game over. So now here's the part that kind of really like hurt my soul in this show, and that is the change of the main event. The main event was supposed to be Trick Williams versus Grayson. Ooh, I almost spoiled it. I don't even want to say it because it hurt my soul reading what it was. The main event was supposed to be Trick versus Dragunov for the NXT title. We were supposed to see it happen where Trick gets his title. Trick James Bish. Trick was supposed to get it. But no. All due respect, Dragunov is not cleared to wrestle because of his injury. Took us out, the whole crowd, out of it. They did a promo to where they tried to get the crowd hyped during the commercial break for the match, and it was silent. I'm sorry, WWE and NXT, for spoiling that part, but it was silent. We were hurt. We were upset. But anyways, Trick came out and fought Grayson Waller. Before, Trick told Carmelo, please don't come out here. Please do not come out, bro. I'm good. I keep telling you, I got this. But of course, you know, the crowd were there, were supporting Trick. Whoop that Trick chance all over the building. Loud, 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 loud. Booker is jumping out his seat because he's feeling it too. Book was sideways in his seat. I like it. Yeah. But Trick Williams is going for the kill towards the end of the match. And here comes Carmelo. Jumps up on the side of the apron doing the most to try to cheer him on. Doing the most. Trick is upset. Grayson gets a little sneak attack on him. And out of nowhere, KO comes and distracts Grayson Waller. Trick Williams gets the 1, 2, 3. Crowd goes crazy. Whoop that Trick. We're still rooting for you, dog. For real, we are still there for you, brother. I'm sorry, I know I just got a little hype, but we really want to see Trick do it. And I really hope that they hold off as long as they can until Stand and Deliver for Trick to face Melo. But please give Trick that title. Get him that title soon, Shawn Michaels. We beg you. We beg you. But Trick will remain the number one contender. So, thank you so much for listening and tuning in for the very first episode of NXT with Najee. I'm so, so sorry that all you're getting right now is just audio. Granted, those of you that will tune into the podcast will always just get audio. But I will also be doing videos as well. Hopefully I'll be able to stream a lot of live things. Hopefully there will be some NXT superstars that I'll be able to get on the show. My goal is to get a lot of my NXT Renegades, which are my friends that I go to the shows with, on the show. So thank you one more time for listening. I am Najee, and this is NXT with Najee, a part of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, aka The Whip Show. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch y'all next week. Peace.